Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, here we go. Hour 2, breaking news everywhere. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. So Aaron Rodgers didn't get vaccinated. He said in the summer he'd been immunized. All right, whatever. And a little manipulation of words there. That's who Aaron is. My takeaway has been this is sort of who Aaron is. I'm not going to play by the rules. I'm going to do what I want. I'm an individual. And some of that, I do think people have a right to make these big decisions. But I've always been highly critical of quarterbacks. I ripped Johnny Manziel out of college. I didn't like his judgment. I ripped Jameis out of college, Cam out of college, Baker Mayfield out of college. They're all talented guys, but I said this is a leadership position. If it was just about who throws the ball the best, Dan Marino would have 9 Super Bowls and Tom Brady would have 1. If it was just about arm strength and talent, Aaron Rodgers would have more Super Bowls than Tom Brady. And I don't know if Brady's vaccinated. I think he is. But I think Tom Brady, many have thought for years he's a conservative and he's a Trump ally. He got vaccinated, and I bet he got vaccinated. Why? Because he thought it was the best for the team. Team. Quarterback's the most valuable member of a team. Us, not me. Us. Everyone. I mean, what if Jordan Love, who, by the way, is vaccinated, what if he got COVID today? I mean, seriously. You can blow up a season real quick. So, but Aaron, this is not that different from Aaron's brand. Aaron's brand has always been, I'm above this. I'm above the media. The media doesn't know what they're doing. And it's just this constant manipulation and psychology 101, projecting. And he got caught. And today the Packers are going, told you, this is who he is. And Aaron's no dummy. And I do think the media too often makes the vaccine. Dumb people aren't taking it and smart people are. There's a lot of context here and nuances. But I do think a lot of people are being selfish not taking it because, you know, you could bump into somebody that you work with and they've got a grandma that's got a pre-existing condition or a kid. And, you know, I don't need to go lecturing anybody on that. But that's the situation we're in today with Aaron Rodgers. The schedule, we looked at the schedule before the season. We started with the Kansas City game, and we go, man, that schedule gets really tough about Kansas City. And Aaron's not available. Because Aaron, you know, he was immunized and stuff, but the league told Aaron, no secret sauce for you. There's no secret remedy, no Scooby-Doo stuff here. You got to take the mask off, and you know, we're all playing along here. This isn't a Saturday morning cartoon. You can't have your own remedy and your own brew here at home and the steam coming out of it. You got to get a vaccine, or there's like mandates and stuff, and we're going to test you a lot, and you're going to get, you know, and you're going to have 10 days you're going to be out. You can't just go home and say, I'm smarter than everybody. I got this. This brew at home I take, and because apparently Aaron asked the league to do this, this different thing out there in California. I got this doctor who knows my friend who's on a Reddit board who knows a doctor, and it's like, no, you got to get the vaccine. Again, if he was a linebacker, I wouldn't spend a lot of time on this, but quarterback is different. And I think, you know, I'm not here to lecture people on what to do, but this, I said, some of this is on brand. If I'd have said there's this quarterback who wanted to do his own vaccine, his own personal vaccine. He's very independent, you know, a little selfish. Aaron would be one of the two or three guys you'd say, that's Aaron. So a little diva for me. He's always been a little diva for me, but comes back to haunt you sometimes. Risk and reward. This is the risk. Get called out. So the other thing is today is OBJ. I am not able to get a second source on this. I've been texting during the break. I've been told he could be cut by the Browns. From somebody that I trust, a reporter that I trust. I cannot get a second source on it. I wouldn't be shocked. I think people now are assuming that would happen as he calls out Baker Mayfield, his dad, 11-minute video on Instagram, apparently. I haven't seen it. I just read the story. Apparently, it shows Baker missing him. And, you know, that's, you know, good luck. I mean, you know, Odell approved that. Dad's not going out making 11-minute videos and not giving his son a heads up. So there's another risk reward. You roll the dice. It may be not the worst thing in the world for OBJ to get cut. He wants out. At this point, you know, if he's cut, we probably have more teams come after him.
I'm seeing some reports now that Stefanski said Odell's agent and Andrew Berry are discussing next steps and are discussing a lot of things. So they're talking.
So he could be cut. That would be an option.
They're just, it's very vague, but the agent, Odell's agent and Andrew Berry are having conversations now.
Okay. So now, next 10 minutes could get very contentious because what happened in America yesterday is integrity of college football won. Is that we all know that Alabama and Georgia are better than zero loss Cincinnati. We all know that. But we have this thing in college football where we put Iowa at number two and Cincinnati at two and Wake Forest, and we know they don't have the players head-to-head, but they have softer schedules, or they, you know, sometimes you got a good quarterback and you play in a weaker conference. But we know the SEC's top two teams over the last 10 years are usually the second-best team would win every other conference in the country. In most years, maybe Ohio State some years would beat the second best SEC team. Not all the years, but some years. And with that, I have a feeling Joel Klatt is not happy with Cincinnati undefeated being way behind Alabama, who's got a loss. Now, first, I'll say
hey,
people say, first of all, you're not happy, right?
I don't know if you can categorize it as that. I think it's not healthy to be upset at something that you know is broken in the first place. Like, the structure of our playoff is just totally broken. So trying to make sense of it right now is chaotic. I mean, I don't have a huge problem with what they did, but they're clearly communicating some things that I don't think are good
like
for the
what?
Sport.
Like what?
Like games don't matter. I think that's bad for the sport. And I think creating two different standards of proof is not good for the sport either.
Let's start with the first one. Now, you're insinuating games don't matter.
That's right.
What the committee is saying is games do matter because we didn't put Alabama number one. But the games they have won, like crushing SEC teams by 40 in front of 90,000 on a Saturday night, those are more impressive than Oregon's wins on the road at a Pac-12 stadium that's empty and Michigan State having some.
Well, let's be very honest. The Ohio State loss and the Notre Dame loss and the Michigan loss are far better losses than Alabama's loss and Oregon's loss. Those are true statements. And that's, I think that's what frustrates people, is that it's pretty clear that the committee, and I know that the committee has taken on different iterations, and there's been different people on, and it rolls around. But the problem is that the committee clearly just has this ranking in the top four or five or six, and then they're just going to make it work behind it. And they're going to include teams in certain spots in order to make what they created at the top work. And I don't think that's good for the sport. Like, for instance, you probably haven't thought of this one second. What's different about Mississippi State and Penn State?
Yeah, neither's great.
But one's ranked 17th and the other's unranked. So the committee's telling me there's actually significant difference between the two.
Well, 17th's not ranked very high.
Well, unranked is ranked even lower. So Penn State has two wins against teams that are currently ranked in the CFP top 25.
Yeah.
Okay, so they beat Wisconsin in week one. They beat Auburn at home. Okay. Now, they've got three losses. And one of those losses was a bad loss in which they controlled the game against Iowa, and then they got their quarterback hurt, which the committee is supposed to take a look at.
Okay, so but
they also got beat the next week by a bad Illinois team, there's no doubt, but Mississippi State got beat by Memphis. So they're including Mississippi State at 17. Why? So that they can legitimately put Alabama at number two. So it makes their resume look better, which is fine. It's just flawed.
I disagree with your premise.
So Mississippi State is substantially better than Penn State.
Well, if Penn State's 17, that's not ranked.
No. Penn State's unranked.
Oh, and Mississippi State's 17.
17.
So it's not like they're ranked high. 17th is you stink like everybody else outside of the top 10. So the other thing is, momentum matters. When you lose matters.
Okay.
So Penn State is losing now. So it's one thing if you lose a little earlier.
You're right. It's one thing if you lose to Memphis early in the season.
Again, but we all know young people do change over the course of a season.
Okay.
So Penn State looked good early.
So then why isn't Ohio State ranked ahead of Oregon, by your theory?
By the way, how do we know it wasn't inches, not feet? And by the way, because I would give Oregon, because they won at Columbus. If it was at Oregon, maybe I do put them ahead, or neutral field. But it was a win. And by the way, they ran for, they must have run for 350 yards.
They ran for a lot of yards.
Okay, so I would put Oregon ahead of Ohio State, even though I think Ohio State's better physically.
But you started this whole thing with the integrity of college football is intact, because we know Alabama is better and they're ranked number two.
Well, they are better.
Well, how do I know? I mean, I saw a bad Florida team come within a two-point conversion of tying them.
Florida's bad now.
Oh.
But at the time.
But Ohio State is good now. Colin.
That's right. That's why they're with a loss at home. We're always very brutal on home losses. We're very punitive. But we're moving Ohio State up despite a home loss because Oregon's pretty good. And because since then, Ohio State looks like they've improved.
So Alabama's getting the benefit of losing to a lesser team than Ohio State. Okay. Here's why.
Because they're Alabama?
Because if Texas A&M, let's just say, had beaten Mississippi State, right, when their quarterback was struggling, and they were a one-loss team as well. Then now all of a sudden we're going to have to put Alabama below Texas A&M because we saw that game, so Alabama would be like sixth based on no happening of their own accord, but just because Texas A&M would be a like-branded team. So because Texas A&M is worse, then Alabama gets the benefit of the doubt, and this comes into the two standards of proof. So we've got two standards of proof. First of all, you know, in our criminal justice system, you've got to be found guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Right.
And in a civil case in our judicial system, in a civil case, it's preponderance of the evidence.
Right.
It's got to be found more likely than not that you did what you were accused of, and you can be found guilty.
That's right.
Well, see, Alabama gets included in the playoff by the preponderance of the evidence. And you're saying that's fine, but we have this other criminal standard against places like Cincinnati and other schools where it's like, we better know that they're better in order to get them in there. And I just think that that's a flawed system. Why are you saying the team with the more resources and the better recruits have an easier path based on a lower standard of proof versus a team that's trying to achieve their way into the top end of college football?
So let me answer that, because I always have an answer. So first of all, I can be a little snarky. Somebody said yesterday to me, why do we even play the games? And I said, well, somebody's got to play in the Citrus Bowl. And that was a little snarky. There's a lot of reasons we play college football. It's not just to crown a champion. It's to give economically opportunities to people who wouldn't have them. It's for paying for the rest of the sports that all hemorrhage money. It's because of network contracts. It's because of 40 bowls. There's a million reasons we play. It's not just to crown a national championship. So that's why we play the game.
But that's why the players play.
That's right.
They don't care.
Well, a lot of people don't care about the speed limit. But, you know, it's there. So here's my point. What you're saying is, we have this system where Alabama gets the benefit of the doubt.
That's correct.
Okay. Of course they do.
And that's fine.
Cincinnati plays road games, and there's 17,000 people.
And they also have a singular better win than any of Alabama's wins so
far. Of course they do, because for Cincinnati, they have a circle game on their schedule. We see this in bowl games. So the kids struggle against Navy, struggle against Temple. The circle game, you don't get that when you're Alabama, because you're all
in. Oh, sure you do, because they struggled against Florida, and that's a bad Florida
team. And won on the road in front of 98,000. They still won.
But they struggled, and you just told me you can't struggle with bad teams.
I'm allowing you to struggle against Florida.
If you're Alabama.
No. If at Florida, not at Navy, you don't get to struggle against second tier in front of tiny crowds, in front of second, you know. When you face Florida, you're facing a better staff, better athletes. You can't hear. Like, I give SEC teams, even Alabama or Georgia,
benefit of the doubt. Well, I understand that. No, it's the best conference. I get that.
I give you one close road loss. If Bama loses at home, I'm more punitive. They're not there. I'm going to give you, even if the SEC team finishes 20th, I give an SEC team a road loss on a Saturday night in a game you led late and you lost in front of 100,000. There's five-star athletes everywhere and a great staff. I'm going to give you one.
They do have a great conference. They have the most five-star players by far. I believe it's 59 in the conference right now, if I'm not mistaken, or somewhere maybe a little over 60. I believe the next closest conference is the Big Ten with 29 five-star athletes.
Holy Lord.
I mean, Georgia has 19 alone, and the ACC, the Pac-12, and the Big 12 all have fewer five-star players in their entire conference than Georgia has on their one team. They are the best conference, there's no doubt. The Big Ten East is likely the best division, singular division, this year in college football. This system is unsustainable. What we have created, this system of postseason play, is unsustainable. We've shoved the entire meaning of college football into too narrow of a scope. So now you can't define yourself as successful unless you're in the playoff. But you can't get in the playoff unless you're a big brand or if you're in this particular conference. And so there's all these barriers for teams to actually grow. So how is it that Cincinnati gets to a place where they can go to a playoff? Well, that's why we have to expand, because we've shoved all the meaning of our sport into these four teams, and it's way too narrow. We've also given all the power to this 13-person committee. And you've heard me say this before, but there's far too few variables in a 13-variable equation to allow for bias and then still have a reasonable outcome. We need more. We need to dilute the committee, because right now they're living in the edges of the bell curve. Okay, if you're familiar with the bell curve, you understand that the edges are kind of where the outliers are, and then you get the big fat part where that's the meat of the data, and that's where you want to sit. Yeah. If you're dealing with anything in terms of a ranking system or somewhere where you're trying to average out data, you want to sit in the bell curve. Well, this committee sits in the edges of the bell curve. There was only 16 AP voters that voted Alabama number two. That's about 20% of the AP voters. Well, that's the edge of the bell curve. You're not in the meat of the bell curve. So we need to dilute the committee by either adding more members or adding more committees so that you can get a better look at a data set and even out some of the bias that you see on the edges of this bell curve.
See, we just see it differently. I want fewer media members voting. I want four people. Put Condoleezza Rice, Joel Klatt, some other smart guy in an AD, and I don't think the answer is ever more. I watch
it
CNN,
is for
they
more
have 38
teams.
People on their show, and I want, why don't you know who's a star? Oprah. I don't need 13 co-hosts. I think the answer in television and college football is always more and more, and more laws and more hosts.
That's right. So you've established during this segment you're all for dictatorships.
No, I am for fewer smart voices. And smart, it would be ludicrous.
And mandates,
today.
Yeah. I mean,
no, I don't like mandates.
Well, I mean, you're doing the NFL for Aaron Rodgers.
It would be ludicrous today if Cincinnati was 2 and Alabama was 6. We'd be like, are we joking? They'd be a 17-point favorite
over
Oregon.
That's why we need to expand, is because I agree with you. Alabama is a better team than Cincinnati.
And Oregon.
I'm not trying to argue
Ohio
that
State.
They're not. I'm not trying to argue that they're not. But when you only have a four-team postseason, then you've got to manipulate the data set in order to artificially keep teams that have earned their way in out, because we know that there are better teams. So why not just expand? Expand to 12. The 6 best champions go. 6 at-large teams, 4 best champions get a bye.
But you know what?
Now you're retaining the importance of the conference championship game. Then we can expand the importance where now at least you're not disenfranchising the fan base of Cincinnati.
A timeout. You know, due to college basketball's history, you can expand it to 68 And the 69th team still screams to Dick Vitale they're being robbed.
Right, but I'm not arguing about this team is getting robbed or not. I'm arguing that the meaning in our sport, the option to define yourself as successful, has been stripped away from college football programs across the country. So, it no longer matters whether you're bowl eligible or create win a division, win a conference championship, go to a New Year's Day bowl game. None of that matters anymore, because all that matters is who's in, who's the four. We're stripping disenfranchising fan bases all over the country.
No, you're not, because Cincinnati's going to sell every ticket for the rest of the year.
Why? So, because they don't even control their own destiny. Why does it matter for Cincinnati? Cincinnati.
But they still will.
But they would even further if they knew that a championship means inclusion.
So what you're saying?
Because then those games are like playoff games, and now the Cincinnati fan base is engaged.
What you're saying, and I hear this a lot in society as a general rule, is we hate billionaires. A middle class family can't be happier than a billionaire. It's all about money. Are you going to tell me the Cincinnati parents and the Cincinnati kids and the Cincinnati coach are not happy if they're 12-0, go to the Fiesta, win? On that flight home, that is the happiest every 22-year-old Cincinnati football player has been.
I totally disagree. They would feel like what would have happened if we were given a proper opportunity.
45-7
loss to Bama. You're dictating from the top. So yeah. Colin wants to be the dictator and throw the scraps to the people and be like, be happy with your bread. Go home and be happy with your bread. Bread for everyone.
That's
Look
right.
at you. You're like the emperor.
Yeah, well, kind of the show. All right, let's get to this. So it was suggested to me, a friend of mine who's a Michigan State fan had a very funny line yesterday. He was talking about Michigan State being third, and he goes, how can we be third? We haven't beaten anybody.
Ah!
And it does.
How about that?
It is funny.
That's a good one.
I thought it was very funny.
Clever.
So Harbaugh can't beat his rival. He can't beat Ohio State. He can't be top 10. I'm not saying this should happen. Should they consider getting rid of Jim Harbaugh at Michigan?
I don't know. I think that Ward Manuel, their athletic director, has kept everything on the table, in particular with the extension that he just gave Jim. Remember, it was a significant pay cut from what he was earning before, and the buyout, both for Jim and the school, is extraordinarily low.
That's right.
For major school standards. And so Ward Manuel, I think, is looking at this with clear eyes and waiting for games like this and waiting for a November like this, because we've seen Michigan be successful through September and in the month of October, only to fall flat on their face down the stretch. And I think that what was concerning from a Michigan standpoint, because let's face it, Michigan State went out and earned that. And I don't want to take anything away from the Spartans, because their running back, by the way, he's the leader in the Heisman Trophy race right now with what he did on that stage.
Oh, yeah.
12.5 million people watching in the fourth quarter, and he's doing that. Yeah. I mean, you put yourself right at the top. So Kenneth Walker, congratulations to you. You're at the top of my Heisman list right now. Now, on the Michigan side, the problem is, Colin, is that they controlled large portions of that game, and it was coaching errors that I feel like cost them. The inability to adjust to the tempo, and I kept talking about it over and over again. They were trying to substitute their defense in and out when the offense wasn't substituting. You can't do that. Yeah. That's a coaching decision. That's not a player's decision.
Yeah.
It's not the player's fault. I like Josh Gattis a lot, but throwing a fade on 3rd and 3 with 1:50 after they had been driving down the field.
Not good.
It's clearly 4-down territory. You've got the 5th-ranked rushing game in college football. Hassan Haskins runs on the field. He's a 220-pound running back, and they throw a fade on 3rd and 3, and then they get now you got to run a pick play on 4th and 3, and maybe they get away with a little bit of a hold, but you put the game in the official's hands. Why? You didn't run it on 3rd and 3. They did some things in that game from a coaching perspective that really cost them, and that falls on Harbaugh's shoulders.
That's right. Okay, so we've seen what the committee ranked. We got to get going here. Give me Klatt's top 10. I want to see this. So I like Georgia, Bama, 1 and 2. I'm good with that.
My ranking is going to look a lot like the committee.
By the way, Mr.
But my ranking and my playoff would be, if I was a committee of one and making a playoff, it would look different, because I want to reward teams for what they deserve, not just what I think is subjective and who's better.
Oh, so you almost have two systems too.
Sure. But why not just let Vegas do this? Vegas would do this better than some 13-person committee.
I've been arguing that for 20
years. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, and I saw your tweet last night. It's like, what are we arguing about? Georgia and Alabama would be, what, 14 and 16-point favorites? Kind of like Ohio State was against Oregon and Alabama was against Texas A&M.
There's a reason.
But that's why they play the game, Colin. Let's honor the game, please, on the field.
But that is why they're called upsets.
Do you know what a scoreboard is?
I do, but there's a reason they call them upsets. We know that Alabama would hammer all these.
Clearly.
Wake Forest.
Can you believe Tom Brady has 8 Super Bowls? Because we know they were better than the Giants when they were undefeated. 8 Super Bowls, Joy. That's right. Amazing. You can barely fit all those rings on 2 hands.
I don't even know.
Congratulations, Tom.
I got to get some of these spots read. The show is very popular.
Go pay the bills. Good seeing you.
Good seeing you, buddy. By the way, he's got the Ohio State-Nebraska game.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tomorrow on Thursday Night Football, Carson Wentz and Jonathan Taylor lead the Colts against the Jets. It all starts at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific on Fox, NFL Network, and streaming on Prime Video.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn in your credit card into your first year automatically. No limit. 99% of the places that accept credit cards, Discover card is accepted too. Colts are going to win that game. I thought they booted their season last weekend. They had it, and Carson Wentz went left-handed from the end zone, threw the season away. Bill Simmons, by the way, my friend Bill Simmons, top of the hour, is going to join us with thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. So Bill Simmons, my friend, and we went to a wrestling match. Sat right next to each other at WWE. We didn't go together. He went with his son, who's a riot, by the way, Ben. And so he's going to come on top of the hour. You know what? Just give you an update if you just turned in. Somebody I trust, OBJ, has been sent home by the Cleveland Browns. This is the very... Are you doing OBJ in the update?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go to update with Joy Taylor.
No.
Turn on the news!
This is the Herdline News, sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Do you want to...
No, you go ahead.
Okay. So, Odell will not practice today. One day after his father posted comments on social media criticizing Baker Mayfield, he was excused from practice, according to Jacina Anderson. Mike Silver tweeted, earlier today, Browns coach Kevin Stefanski told his players that Odell essentially is not on the team right now and that the wide receiver has been told to stay home. Jake Trotter also tweeted, Kevin Stefanski says he hasn't spoken to Odell in the last 24 hours and that Odell's agent and Browns GM Andrew Berry are discussing next steps. The Browns did discuss a trade with the Saints for Beckham, but no deal was reached before yesterday's deadline. So he is under contract for two more seasons, but has no more guaranteed money on his deal.
They want him out. He wants out.
He had a $1 million roster bonus due the first day of training camp each of those seasons. So the Browns would save $15 million on their salary cap if they were to trade or release him during the offseason. But it does appear at this particular juncture that they are ready to part ways.
Yeah, that Mike Silver saying he's not on the team right now. And, you know, I don't think he wants to be on the team. So in a weird way, he kind of got what he wanted. He wants to be out to the market and choose where he wants to go.
Yeah, and I don't look at the situation as a negative on Odell. You know, Odell is somebody that we've discussed a lot over the years, but he's done a great job dealing with everything that's gone on in Cleveland. And I don't think that him being frustrated and him seeing that it's obviously not working with Baker, even though the organization is obviously not seeing it, I don't think is a knock on him. We say all the time, players have a very short window, especially in their prime. And Odell is somebody who's dealt with a lot of injuries. To be stuck in a situation that isn't necessarily toxic, but that is not benefiting him and is also not benefiting Baker, sometimes it just has to come to this. Now, it would have been nice if the organization had figured it out before it became a little bit messy, but here we are.
Yeah. So, well, in the end, it's best for both that he doesn't practice and he gets to go. It was sloppy getting there. I don't think I'd have a relative crush my quarterback. I don't think that's the way I would have done it. I would have been okay OBJ tweeting from LeBron. I was okay with that. I don't think I'd want parents or family getting involved in my football stuff. The dad did 11-minute expose ripping Baker. I wouldn't have done it. I think that scares some teams off. But in the end, he doesn't work in Cleveland. He can work, in my opinion, somewhere else, and he'll get the opportunity now.
Yes. So the Rams granted DeSean Jackson's request to seek a trade last week. And after finding no suitors before yesterday's trade deadline, they opted to waive him. So he said goodbye to the Rams in an Instagram post on Tuesday. He said, I'm very grateful for the time I've spent playing for the LA Rams. Although this isn't the outcome that we wanted, I'm extremely appreciative for the opportunity and support given to me by the Rams coaches and all of the fans. I understand that everything happens for a reason. I look forward to beginning the next chapter of my NFL career. Thank you.
I also think he can play somewhere.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know if the money works if Odell was released with the Saints. Obviously, they were trying to trade for him. I think DeSean Jackson could be someone that could work with the Saints as well.
How about, I said, what about
or
New England? New England is doing a lot of things well right now. A lot. What they don't have is an element in 2021 that is really important. They don't have any deep threat. And DeSean and Odell can give you that. And by the way, it's not even sometimes, even if they weren't productive, it's the threat that DeSean Jackson and Odell are running a deep threat and pulling safeties away from the box. So to me, DeSean's being on the field or Odell for New England changes how you have to defend them. It's like Sammy Watkins for Kansas City. When I have Tyreek on one side and Sammy on the other, it puts stress on a defense. When it's just Tyreek Hill, I can bracket it, keep him in front. So I think New England, with Odell Beckham, the culture strong enough, And also, Odell's been humbled now.
Yeah, I don't think that Odell's a bad teammate or a problem within the organization. He's been a model citizen in Cleveland. Not that the issues were ever off the field to begin with, but he's done everything Cleveland has asked him to do. He's dealt with being the decoy. And, you know, someone like DeSean Jackson who can come in and give you an over-the-top threat, or Odell who can, you know, distract defenses. If you're in a situation where, especially if you have a young quarterback, these are veteran guys. Yeah. And we know what they're capable of. So we've just got a lot of drama today. So The Last Dance obviously provided us with a lot of entertainment during lockdown. It was very crucial for our show because we were running out of material with no games on. And someone who was unhappy with the series was clearly Scottie Pippen. GQ published a part of his book, an excerpt from his book Unguarded, which goes into detail. Pippen was initially excited about the documentary, but he said it changed when he saw the episodes and when it was released. He said, even in the second episode, which focused for a while on my difficult upbringing and unlikely path to the NBA, the narrative returned to MJ and his determination to win. I was nothing more than a prop. His quote, best teammate of all time, he called me. He couldn't have been more condescending if he tried.
Well, it wasn't called, the documentary wasn't called The Great Dynasty. It was called The Last Dance because of the turmoil between Michael, the GM, the owner, Phil.
Yeah.
So this was a story of Michael Jordan, the greatest player ever, overcoming a dysfunctional GM, a cheap owner, a coach that was brilliant and the organization wanted to get rid of. And so it was centered around Michael, the greatest player in the history of basketball, and Pippen, which Michael acknowledged, I don't win any of this without Scottie.
Right.
Scottie's not as good. He's not as interesting. The documentary was all about the turmoil of Michael, Phil, and the GM. And that's what it overwhelmingly portrayed.
And it, look, Scottie had his moments.
Yes.
And guess what? We're talking a lot about decisions and consequences today. And you make decisions. And sometimes history will look back on those decisions and they won't be so kind to you. So it's why it's important to think about your decisions all the way through. All of us make mistakes. All of us have made decisions we wish we could take back. But you don't get to cry about it later saying, why are you showing me in this bad light? You did it. No, I didn't walk away from this thinking anything negative about Scottie Pippen.
I never felt one time in this documentary I was being manipulated and they were telling a story that didn't happen. Scottie was a great player, but immature as a player and a person. If you go back to when Scottie was given the reins to the team, he couldn't handle it. He melted down.
Yeah, we all lived through all of this. This is not a fantasy fairy tale.
Nobody watched.
Not to mention, this is one of the most covered, documented books, video series, audio series, podcasted, not just team, but individuals in the history of sports. It's the dynasty we talk about the most in all of sports.
Scottie wants us to believe this morning we were manipulated watching this. No, I lived through it, and then I watched the documentary. There was not a moment that didn't feel or ring true to me.
I don't think anything about this documentary changed my opinion about anything. It just reminded me of what we already watched. It was a nice trip back into history. We did get some reveals here and there, some different parts of stories.
There was some new video that was cool.
There was videos. There was content that we hadn't seen before. It was an amazing experience. I don't think anything ill of Scottie because of it. And guess what? If this was the Scottie Pippen documentary, we wouldn't have been talking about it on the show.
If they did a documentary on Batman and Robin, it would be about Batman. You couldn't sell the documentary with Robin. And Scottie was a great Robin. That's what this franchise, what this dynasty was about. Robin, 25 years after the dynasty, can't go, you know, I never got the credit of Batman. That's because he had all the cool gadgets and you were Boy Wonder and you weren't as interesting.
Pippen also said that MJ had editorial control over the final product.
He did. Of course, when you're...
It wouldn't happen without him. Of course he does. If we did a documentary about the Herd, Colin doesn't get final say over the product. Tom doesn't get final say over Tom versus Time.
Of course, it's his documentary.
Of course. This is about MJ.
You don't get the footage.
He cared about it.
You don't get the footage of MJ without MJ saying, yeah, I'm going to have some control over
it. Listen, you can feel however he wants to feel about it, but I don't feel that there is a negative image of Scottie because of The Last Dance. I think what happened happens, and it's about Michael. And them's the breaks. He's the greatest. That's how it goes.
Yeah. Enjoy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Jay Glazer around the corner next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
All right, let's get to Jay Glazer and not waste time. Founder of MVP Merging Vets and Players. This is a crazy day, and we want to get Jay in here. Okay, first of all, we got two things. I want to touch on the OBJ thing. So, in a weird way, actually being cut is good for him because I don't think he works in Cleveland, and then he can go somewhere else. And it looks like, I just read a story here this morning, Jay, that the Browns have told OBJ, yeah, you're not really part of the team anymore. Can you give us any update on this stuff?
Man, it's look, I think last year also you looked at it and they were very successful without OBJ a year ago. And, you know, I think, you know, I like Odell. We get along great, right? But when you become this big brand, a lot goes along with that.
Yeah.
And, right? Instead of, I think too many guys come in this league, and I always say it, like, they care more about being famous than being great. And being famous is not the same as being great. You got to be great first. And, you know, sometimes being great is, hey, making sacrifices for your own team. Now, you know, them not using the right way, I agree with that end of it too. Like, the guy's very talented. You have a weapon over there. Let's fit our square pegs in our square holes. And you know, there really is no place for ego to go, okay, well, we're not going to get him involved. Or we're not going to, you know, he's a weapon. So use it. It just didn't work from the get-go. And they needed to kind of figure out a way. They needed to, look, I talked this weekend about going to a therapist. They need these two to go to marriage counseling and sit and figure out a way to work it out. Because it's better together than apart.
Now, if he does get cut, Jay, how does it work in the NFL? He can go pick where he wants to go?
No, he has to go through waivers, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe he has to go through waivers and somebody can pick it up.
Okay.
But that salary is just a lot.
Okay. The Aaron Rodgers situation. I got to be honest with you. One of the reasons I got vaccinated, because I'm in pretty good health, was for other people in my family.
Yes.
And Aaron not being vaccinated now, I'm sorry, Jay, but that looks selfish to me.
Yeah, you know, look, I've never gotten a flu shot in my life, but when Howie, Terry, Jimmy said it's important to us, that was it. All right, no problem. Like, and the crap I put in my body in the past is nothing. I'm good. And, you know, it's unfortunately, it's politicized. But if you know it's going to hurt your team not to be, I knew it would hurt my team not to be. I made the decision to do it. That was it. And no, I'm not worried about the government putting a tracker in a shot, because where are they tracking me to? The bar? Like, right. Unbreakable? You know, it's like, you know, we all have these. There's so much that's made of it instead of just it's a vaccine. Like this, I wish the political part wasn't in. And I'm sure I'll get a bunch of hate from this from people who are saying, oh, you're just a, I mean, you see it anytime you talk about anything. But I'm just trying to keep my teammates healthy. That's all I care about. And if I was told, Jay, if you're not vaccinated and you get it, you can't be on Fox NFL Sunday and help your crew out for X amount of weeks, it wouldn't even be, like, it'd be the furthest thing from my mind to not get vaccinated. But I understand, too, like, certain people, okay, and they may have different health situations, but that's not the case when you're part of a team.
I have a question. He didn't wear a mask in any of his podium speeches this year, and everybody else, there's a lot of mask wearing. I wonder if other teams this morning, Jay, look at him and go, timeout. Is he breaking protocols all year long? What's the punishment? Is that possible?
I don't know what the protocol, I don't, look, I got to be honest with you. I haven't, because the protocols change so much. I don't know what's what these days. Like, they change a lot. Like, training camp, we first went to training camp.
Yeah.
Their friends and family could go to camp, but could not talk to you at training camp. Okay. However, you could go down the street and hang out with them. So, and then all of a sudden that changed like 2 weeks. It just didn't, you know, it's just, they change an awful lot. So I don't know what that part is, where we are now, but certainly, yes, there are different rules for people who are vaccinated or unvaccinated. And if Aaron's been acting this whole time, like, yeah, I'm vaccinated and going through those rules and he's not, there should be ramifications.
Yeah. By the way, Veterans Day show this weekend, big for you. Talk about it if you could, yeah. Jay.
Absolutely. We're going to Annapolis this week. So the last time we were all able to go somewhere was to West Point. So we decided we have to give our midshipmen the same respect back. So we're going to Annapolis. And as you know, every year since I've been at Fox, they've sent either our whole crew or me to a military installation somewhere in the world to make our vets, you know, really feel loved, that our military feel loved. And you know what's the cool part is me having our charity, our MVP charity, our Emerging Vets and Players, our veterans in our, that group literally tell our athletes in there, you guys saved us during war. We said, what do you mean? Said, when we're out there in battles, we literally say, I can't wait to get back and watch football. I can't wait to get back and watch this sporting event or that sporting event. And one of our vets, a guy named Dustin, recently said, hey, you guys saved us. So now for you retired NFL players and athletes in this, you saved us. It's our turn to save you. It's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
So there is this commonality of how much we lift each other up, how much we all respect each other. And look, a lot of people do things, I think, during Veterans Day to almost check a box. That's not Fox. Like I said, I've been here 19 years. Every single year since I've been here, Fox has shown their commitment by sending me or all of us from Afghanistan to the demilitarized zone up in North and South Korea to everywhere around the world. It's really been, we've had so much support for people who deserve our support.
Up against the clock, Jay Glazer, Fox Sports. Great seeing you. Odell, Aaron Rodgers, this league, Von Miller's now a Ram. The trading deadline is over. We got to run, Jay. Thank you so much.
Hey, can I throw two more love real quick here? Because I'm talking about MVP if I can. I just want to thank my two guys over here. You got Unbreakable over here for GNC. They just donated $1 million to MVP to help out our combat vets. And Chuck Wagner of Camus just donated $120,000. So I want to just give them love. I want to thank them for what they're doing. We just opened our seventh location of MVP. And, man, I can't thank them enough for walking this walk with us.
All right. Thank you, Jay, very much. You bet.
Thank you, brother.
Good
Appreciate
news. It. So OBJ sounds like right now he's essentially not part of the Cleveland Browns. It is interesting when many of us in the media 2 years ago said this doesn't work, it's weird, it's not going to work, and the data showed that it didn't work, Cleveland fans push back, push back, push back, push back. Today, where'd they all go? Folks, when the data tells you something doesn't work, or like a vaccine, it does work, listen to the data. All right, Bill Simmons around the corner. Good stuff. Wolf and Shepherd, my favorite shoe brand, wearing it today. Athletic shoe on the bottom, totally comfortable. Business shoe on the top. Go check out their merch. It's fantastic. Wolfandshepherd.com. Wolfandshepherd.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.